We appreciate your attendance this evening. Black Book International proudly presents a Kerino original. The Tables. He was birthed into his wealthiness. Never felt the need for help, which yet propelled his selfishness. Anytime he came around, his arrogance would fill the room. Never guilt consumed, he loved showing his silver spoon. His lust for power crushed a lot of folks along the way. He never missed the chance to place his privilege on display. Felt like the level that he reached, no one was worthy to go. He loved to see others in lower subservient roles. Was overpowered and controlled by wealth and blind and greed. Many people came to him for help in times of need. Rejected all of them, his actions were ruthless and cold. Totally unaware of what his own future would hold. Soon to be losing control. As the years flew, not even he knew what his fortune grew to be. His prosperity seemed to be moving in perpetuity. He pulled up to his newest vehicle, that's when his truth came. A homeless man approached him humbly, asking for loose change. He smirked at him, kept walking to his building, proceeded in. The homeless man looked at him, smiled, and said, "We'll meet again." He looked back at the man, thinking, "Yeah, right," then laughed like it was humorous. Finished his daily task and went home that night. He settled into his loft, isolated and closed off. Put on his robe and soon as he grabbed the remote, he dozed off. When he rose up, what he witnessed astounded him, cause he found that the plush room that he fell asleep in no longer surrounded him. The scene was scaring him. Time had been apparently traveling. He woke up in a dark alley, incoherently babbling. His clothes were old and tattered, his hair was matted. What's happening? And passing men and women had no compassion, just laughed at him. He looked and saw the building he owned, but as he came on it, he noticed things had changed and it no longer had his name on it. He ran inside believing an explanation's required. The first thought in his mind is that everyone's getting fired. When he saw his employees, he angrily started chastising him. To his surprise, he realized no one was recognizing him, so nobody would listen. His phone was even missing. The authority he used to have was gone and non-existent. Was this a nightmare he drifted in while he was living? He saw his new reflection and couldn't believe the vision. He was on top of the world, now suddenly life was hard. And as he pleaded for help, people treated him like a dog, man. Confused about the truth, he was living proof it was twisted. Used to be popular, now nobody knew he existed. He wandered through the streets feeling lost and feeling worthless. He walked miles to his mother's house, a home that he had purchased. When he knocked, his mother answered, that's when all his hope fell through. Cause when she saw him, all she said to him was, "May I help you?" He said, "Mother, it's me," as he fought back tears harder. She saw that he was bothered and offered a drink of water. She said, "I'm not your mother, you must suffer from a condition. And sir, you're talking foolishly, my son is in the kitchen." Seconds later, he saw something that he never expected. When a son came in the room, it was the bomb that he rejected. His demeanor was stoic and steady, tension was heavy. He said, "Mom, I turned the oven off, the casserole is ready." The mother exited slowly and no emotion was shown. Now all of a sudden, it was just him and the man alone. He said, "What kind of spell is this that caused this hell of men?" He said, "The last time I saw you, I told you we'd meet again." He asked, "Is this about the money I didn't give you back then?" "Oh, I get it, sis, I turned you down. This is about revenge." "No, it's not about revenge or envy, and never will it be. This is just a lesson in sympathy and humility. I'm using this ability cause I've seen you repeatedly, disrespectfully speaking, treat people the way you treated me. Now you see and understand how it feels to be ruined and have the world viewing you as if you're less than human. The punishment, you've earned it." His mother came out with the food and saw the dinner table was crooked, and so she turned it. At that moment, the other man's presence dispersed. The greedy man began to feel time rewind and reverse. He was back in his suit, his phone in his hand, and his mother knew him. Grateful and humble now because of what was done to him. Now he waited for the poor and disadvantaged to come. Spent the rest of his days trying to fix the damage he's done. Showed concern and luckily was able to learn that no matter how high you make it, the tables can turn. Hold up. What if the story didn't end like that? The punishment, you earned it. His mother came out with the food and saw the dinner table was crooked, and so she turned it. At that moment, he fully comprehended what had took place. He dropped down to his knees and pleaded, and with a shook face was asked if he was ready to return to his former glory. He said, yes, I am. I'll change right now if you restore me. So the guy made him stand up, look deeply in his face. Then he told him, I've decided now to keep you in this state. He screamed, and in his worst moment, he was able to learn that sometimes you never make it back when the tables are turned. Whoa. No. No. Yes. Thank you.